Welcome to Metal Kingdom!
That's right, it's Metal Kingdom, the one, the only, the legendary show that is the ho for all metal and mo. I am the king of all things metal, the Metal King. Duh, redundant, do we have to explain it? With me, again, we have the amazing, the legendary, the ever so beastly Monkey Man. How are you, Monkey Man? Exactly. And again, we have the return of the Ralph! yeah, it's good. It's a wonderful. We're finally into summer, and I'm extremely happy.
I know, right?
You know why? Because summer is concert season.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yeah, man. You know we're stationed here in Elizabeth, New Jersey. You know, and there's not much of a metal scene here, but we like to travel. We like to go out. You know, we like to get fucked.
We are the scene.
We are the scene.
Yeah.
There is no scene without us, and we love to get fucked up.
Our friends are our community.
Yeah. There's a lot of really young bands coming up in right now. I'm actually helping out a couple of the younger bands around here.
Want to mess with you?
Huh?
Want to mess with you?
I can't remember most of their names.
I want to mention Galair, Bordello, Dead World, my band, Divine Division.
Yeah.
You guys, these are just local bands from around here. You know, another one, like E-Town Concrete's from Elizabeth.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love those guys, man. I've mentioned this before, but I actually worked for the lead singer's uncle for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And also, Grimace is from around here, too.
Yeah. I saw them live once. They're really good. They perform with Dr. Oculo.
Yeah. I saw them a couple of times as well. I bought cheap tickets off of them.
Yeah.
To go see, like, Whitechapel and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, I wish there were more places to listen to metal here in Jersey. The only place is, like, Dingbats. I forget where it is, but it's, like,
or
a metal
meat
bar.
Locker at the Bottom of Montclair.
Yeah. I wish there were more places. They're, like...
Slam Ballroom.
Yeah. Like, there was a place... The Coco Bongo, or no, Venue, I'm sorry, the Venue, which is a bar, like a club around here, was started to do a lot more metal shows. They did Grata Blanca.
Oh, what the fuck? Really?
Yeah, it was real an amazing show. It was, like, pretty expensive at $40.
Yeah, I was surprised.
But it was really, really good. I went with my friend. You know, it was a small venue. You're right there. A lot of Mexicans, but they're cool as fuck. So I love the Mexican riders, man. Yeah. I don't think there's any cooler metal fan than a Mexican,
it's
because
a big variety,
they're know? First off, they're go they run they there's no middle ground. Either they're incredibly tiny or they're the biggest motherfuckers you've ever seen in your life.
Tough as fuck.
Yo, man, like, I'm pretty sure that if they cross the border, they just walk straight through and the freaking fence just broke on their bodies, you know? It's like, hey, he's crossing. Like, no, let him go. I'm not messing with that guy. He's got Gorgoroth patches. Fuck that shit. Like, he's a... So, yeah, it was a really good show. And I really... and there was supposed to be more, but it didn't make enough money.
Right.
Sadly. So I don't think they're really going to do enough. And I think what actually it's going to become a barcade.
I like that.
Really? That's what... There's rumors that it's going to be a barcade.
If now, it is, awesome. Then I am going to be there every day.
I know, right? We're going to get drunk and play Street Fighter.
Not
what? So, yeah. Let's go right into the first topic I want to talk about. Now, I have been proven to be a very huge fan of baby metal.
Right.
I was a fan of them from the very beginning. Well, I'm not saying, look, I'm not going to be one of those guys like, oh man, I'm such a fan. I was there from the very beginning.
Right.
Like, I was there at the crucifixion of Christ, man. No, I will admit that at the beginning, I had my I was like everyone else, like, this is not going to go anywhere. This is just a gimmick, and it's not going to sound that good. However, the band is really good, and the lead singer is really, really good. And I like the gimmick, the little girls, and, you know, it was really, really cool. But they're no longer 14 and 12 anymore. Hmm. I forget which one's which, but the lead singer is 18 now.
Right.
Honk, honk. Uh-huh. Giggity. And the two are now 16, you know? And I just feel like the gimmick is wearing off. It's not as cute as it was before.
Yeah.
And even though the lead singer is an amazing female singer, and she could go far, the other two, they just seem like they're just there now. You know, their dance routine doesn't really impress anymore. They don't really contribute musically that much anymore.
Right.
I'm not trying to say that they should stop. I'm just saying, like, maybe they should change their format You know, I think that it's not the band that's bad. I think it's just the gimmick. It's just worn thin. You know, there are people who go just for the gimmick that are not that big of the fans of the band, but they like the, like, you got these little otakus and these weeboos. Yes, I know what those are. And they go to the shows and their cosplay. And again, I got nothing against it, but the strong point of a band is how you sound, not how you look. Mm-hmm. You know, bands that have a great gimmick like Gwar or Lordi or King Diamond, they're great. Yes, they have a great stage presence. Yes, they look really cool. But what makes them great is that they put out amazing music.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And a performance.
And a performance. Yeah. You know, like, I love Dima Borgir. Mm-hmm. But I don't love Dima Borgir for what they do on stage. I love them because they sound great.
Of course, yeah.
You know, what they do on stage is just icing on the cake.
Yeah, their craft is just amazing.
So, I think that, I know this is going to sound mean, and I'm sorry to say this, but, well, I'm not sorry, no, because I'm going to be honest here. The lead singer should stay, the two younger girls should book, and it should just become a straight-up metal band. They can still do all the stage stuff, but the choreography, it's done.
Like, lose it. Yeah.
And them as backup singers, they really don't contribute anything, and I think that from a business standpoint, they're probably, like, draining more money. Meaning they, like, the tickets probably be less expensive there if they don't have to pay for these two people. Now, that's my opinion. Monkey Man, you two are a fan of the baby metal. We've gotten into them at the same time. What is your opinion?
First, I did not like them because, why? That's my first assessment when I first saw baby metal.
That's what I love about you, Monkey Man. You come in like a fucking meteorite.
Yes.
You do not give any fucks. Like, any fucks that are in the vicinity are evaporated. Anyway, go on.
Yes.
A little side note, I want you to... I would love it if you became a doctor. Because I just want to see you deliver bad news. Excuse me, Miss Johnson. Yeah, he's dead. I gotta go to lunch. Bye.
Go on. So, yes, first, I did not like them. Because let's face it, when you first approach it, you're like, oh god, this is a pop scene. I fucking hate pop. I hate the bubblegum. I hate everything colorful. My soul is black. I am rattling in my cages right now. But then I got
even it. The cage is black. It didn't come black. It just became black.
So then I heard their other stuff. I heard, what was it, Headbanger?
Yeah.
Then I heard Chocolate. Then I heard... No, all the other stuff. I heard Mel that what was that? Megasune?
We can't speak Japanese.
It's a fox song, or it's about a fox.
Kasune.
Yeah, there you go. It's then I heard, I was like, oh shit, now this is heavy, and I approve of it. No more cage rattling. Proceed.
I am Monkey Man, and I approve this message.
Then I saw their like their newest music video, which is like the
karate.
Yeah, karate. Which first off, I thought was kind of weird. Sorry, it's just ethnicity. When it comes to that, it's just kind of weird for me that you kind of make fun of the background that you came from. It's like saying a Mexican should make a music video that's about tacos.
Why isn't that a thing, though? I would rock hard to that. Like, I would love to hear a song about tacos. We're doing this.
We got it right to Here Comes the Kraken.
Yo, Monkey Man, make a song about chalfa.
I'll make a chalfa and la llama.
La llama and la chalfa.
La llama and la chalfa. La llama and la chalfa.
It'll be the first metal with a fan flute. I'm half Ecuadorian and half Puerto Rican. For me to make a song like that, I have to split down the middle. I'd have to I don't know much about Puerto Rico or South America or Ecuador enough to make this kind of joke. So we're gonna move on ahead.
So yes. Then you came with a question that's like, should they disperse or evolve? I always say they have a potential to evolve to become something greater.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is that, well, they're still young. Let's not give them the benefit of the doubt. They're still a young group from an our generation ever evolving that has like an attention span of a fucking 5-year-old.
I'm sorry, what are you saying? I didn't pay attention.
Exactly.
So can I say something?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember when I saw you at the Ghost Show?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I loved Ghost. He was with me. We went to see it.
Yeah, you were there too. Yeah,
it was and one I was of the a ghost.
It was one of the best shows we ever been to. It was a great stage persona. The backstage looked like a freaking satanic church. It was awesome.
One thing I didn't like though.
When people were moshing, who moshes at a golf at a ghost show?
Remember that woman that we were hanging out with? She grabbed that dude's hair.
Oh yeah, there's one like this one guy like they were not happy. Like one guy got into a fist. Like there was four kids. They were causing a lot of shit. One of them got punched in the face, and one woman reached out, grabbed a full hand of his hair, and like pulled back. He fell back. We were like,
She's a fuck.
No, man. You know, because, like, the thing about it is that ghosts, they're heavy, but they're, like, that chill heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Opeth. Yeah. You know, you can't, like, you can probably mosh to a couple of Opeth songs, but there's a lot of songs.
Like 5 minutes and you're tired.
which happened, by the way.
Have you heard of the new album?
No.
No? It's not that bad. It's called, it's not called Ceres. It's called Meliora. It came on like this year, I believe.
Well, a lot of I gotta be honest, I tend to avoid a lot of like Opeth new stuff because they're like softer now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I left their stuff.
No, I was
the harder
about
stuff.
Ghosts.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know. I'm Hector Metal King. Stupid. No, look at Metal King right now. Look away. But anyway, back to the main subject. We're almost done with this.
I want to end up in closing. If you want to evolve and like try to attract a new audience, you gotta work on your image first off. Secondly, I don't mind you're like a three girl pop singing group. All right, we've come to accept that. I don't care how old you are. I mean, look at our oldest bands. Those guys, you thought they were dead. They're not dead. it turns out that they live on Fridge's blood. That's my closing.
And Ralph, your opinion? If you have one.
I think like they should keep rocking out and maybe change their style a little bit more. And that's it.
The Ralph has spoken.
Yes.
Okay, so that's pretty much closed. Now I want to talk about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. I've spoken about this on my solar episode, but now I have people to discuss it with and plenty of time. I want to talk about the subject of dating in the metal community.
Hmm. Yes, the Y and the S chromosomes.
Yes. Now, dating and romance as a in general can be tricky. It can be difficult. It can be frustrating as fucking hell.
I want to pick up a dick in your vagina. What is that hard? How is that hard to understand?
By the way, that is how Monkey Man hits on women. And for some reason, it works. This guy's thrown around
it's
more
the hair, bro.
Yeah,
it's
this hair. Guy's thrown, this guy's laid more pipe than a freaking contract. He's got more vagina than a tampon. It's crazy. Right now, I'm looking at him, and he's like, I don't get it. But anyway, I kid. But yeah, so it's difficult, you know. It's hard to find people that you can connect with in general.
In the metal scene too.
Yeah. So my question is, like, if you're a metalhead, is it better to date another metalhead? Does it make the relationship? Because there's actually been a study that says that relationship between metalheads are happier and they last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's true.
It depends how deep you are in the metal.
Yeah. So but we'll talk about all those factors. So first factor we're going to talk about is dating another metalhead. Monkey Man, have you ever dated another metalhead?
My kind of last relationship was somewhat of a metalhead, but I would just label her as a rocker.
Yes.
As for any...
And by the way, he did rock her.
Bam!
I'm talking about his penis.
Bam.
Bam!
That was my... That was just, I would say, a roller coaster of feels and a disaster.
Now, having a preference of the... Now, would you say that she was to your level of a metalness? Or would you say that you exceeded her?
I would go with the answer B. I kind of exceeded over her to the point that I couldn't even feel the relationship anymore.
Yeah. So, like, the question is, if given the option, right?
Mm-hmm.
You came across, what would you rather have? A woman that is really, really hot, you know, and really doesn't have, you don't have metal. Like, if you came across a woman that was really, really hot and you really liked her, would you rather her be a metalhead or do you not care?
The metalhead is actually a plus. As for other characteristics, like, does she actually...
Well, we all know about, like, do you have a connection?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Which is all important stuff. I'm not going to downgrade it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was recently part of a breakup, and there are good points to a relationship. There are bad points to the relationship. For me, being in a relationship with another metalhead, even though I think I was a little bit more of a metalhead, did enhance it somewhat, but, mm-hmm. you know, still broke up.
Right.
I would say that just work on, I would say, your own characteristics. It's more than just you as a metalhead.
Yeah.
Does she actually like the type of metal that you do?
Yeah.
Let's just say, like, I'm into power metal.
Mm-hmm.
She's into grunge. Well, no, I'm sorry.
How dare you! You sully the sanctity of the show!
Sorry. I would say...
You're grunge.
Yeah, I am. I see her Saturdays. Oh, horror jokes. I would say, like, black metal, and I'm into power metal. Do we connect that much?
Yeah.
And...
You're absolutely right about that, because sometimes you like different kinds of metal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does play a factor. I mean, I'm a fan of all music. I can enjoy anything from bluegrass to R&B. I can enjoy it all. But at the
core, Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster
Cult.
Yes. Now, passing this off to the Ralph.
Yes, sir.
What is your opinion on the subject? Do you think that being with another metalhead makes the relationship better, worse, or do you think that it's just whatever?
I think it depends how deep it is. Like, you know, like...
Giggity!
Yeah, exactly. If the girl is into, like, you know, like, the boy bands and stuff, and you're into, like, fucking Gorgoroth, fucking Slayer, and all these fucking awesome bands, extreme bands, like Wicked Witch, and, you know, then, and she's just listening to fucking Blink-182 and all this stuff, it's still cool. I mean, it's still, you know, but, you know, like the old saying, everybody knows this, pussy is pussy, you know, whatever.
Pussy's pussy!
I think, like, you know, if it's bound to end, it's gonna end, you know, and...
That's true.
It's just, like, you just gotta, you know, like, deal with it.
I feel, in my personal opinion...
Listen to metal.
I've come to realize that I honestly don't think that if two metalheads get together, I honestly don't think that makes the relationship better.
Yeah.
I think it's just another relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who, and you really can't base your in fact, I don't believe you really can't base your relationship around similar likes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's shallow, you know. If you like, even if you're like a video, if you're a gamer and they're a gamer,
it's cool because the stimulation.
Yeah,
going
but
on. It's
like
I know
it,
this,
it,
you know that.
Yeah, but in having things in common is fun.
Right.
But if there's no real connectivity, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
There's nothing work, you know. It's like
that's all it is. Just
you know,
stimulation. And...
Yeah, people have to really feel. It's all about chemistry. Chemistry is
right.
Weird.
It is.
Weird is chemistry because I've seen people have chemistry where you're looking at them and like, how the fuck did this happen? Honestly. You know, like,
yeah.
And I've seen people that look perfect for each other, but they couldn't spend more than 5 minutes together.
Right.
You know, so I don't really think heavy metal is a deciding factor. I don't think that anything, really, that people have in common will make it better. You know, I think, like, it's a matter of if they like. It's not about what they like you know, or if you like what they like, it's about what they like about you.
Exactly.
You know, because I've had friends that were metal. I have friends that are metal that don't have metal
right.
companions.
Right.
You know, and they work
and
out perfectly fine.
Yeah, and they still mm-hmm. go on and listen to the same shit they always listen to.
And let me tell you something. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and they don't listen to metal, but they still are willing to walk with you into that show and tolerate
mm.
it, still a great, in my opinion, a great boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
You
just
know?
Take care of her.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. take care of them, show them, appreciate them, say thanks, honey, for letting your ears get punished for an afternoon or anything.
Thanks for taking care of me at the tool show. When
yeah,
I
exactly. Thank you for keeping me from falling unconscious after I got dropped in the pit and... You know, buy them a meal and fuck them silly because they deserve it.
Right.
Indeed.
Slap some whipped cream in there.
So, yeah. anything you want to say?
Nothing.
Anything? The Ralph?
Let's say.
We got less than a minute.
I want to recommend a couple other bands, like Moonspell. We were just actually, before we started this, like, we started jamming and literally just grabbed swords.
Yeah, it's really good.
Just started, like, fucking headbanging, like, windmilling like crazy.
It was really good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, at first I was just, like, I was skateboarding earlier, listening to some Deftones, you know?
Yeah.
And it was fucking great. I was just in the mood. And when I got here, it was just amazing, man. Like, we were headbanging. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keep it up. Fucking listen, keep listening to metal. Listen to Mago de Oz. I grew up with that band.
Yes.
And I want to deliver the bad news that Jose Andrea from Mago de Oz is not in the band anymore, and that really hurts me.
Yeah, I don't like the new singer.
And yeah, and it had to do something about the drummer and him. Like they had like a fight going on, and it was just a lot of tension. So, but Mago de Oz has always been like one of my favorite bands. And
mine too.
You guys should check them out. All their words are just very inspiring, and they're very folkloric. They play with flutes and violins, and they're fucking metal as shit. And they riff like they're fucking
And everyone in that band is incredibly talented.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to us here at Metal Kingdom. As we say every episode, if you want us to listen to you, you have to listen to us.
Right.
Go to our Facebook page, like, share, and subscribe. And go to our YouTube channel, like, share, and subscribe.
Thank you very much, Metal King.
I'd like to thank, once again, the Monkey Man for joining us. You are the shining jewel in an otherwise black tar. Thank you. And I would also like to thank the Ralph.
Hey,
for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
It's a fucking pleasure to have you, man. I'll tell you right now. You know, if you have any comments, please leave them. If you have any ideas for future episodes, please tell us. The more people you tell about us, if you tell enough people, we'll do a show naked.
Yeah, let's have fun together, guys.
Yeah, it's like a bit. Yeah. So on that note, I like to say, farewell from Metal Kingdom!